It's Monday, August 24th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Within the space of 1 week, two activists in Iraq were assassinated and three more barely escaped murder, reports International Christian Concern. Each of these events occurred in southern Iraq and come almost a month after the high-profile assassination of a scholar who specialized in paramilitary groups. The assassinations of activists send a clear message that speaking of human rights issues is intolerable by the militias. The perpetrators of such incidents often go unpunished. Christians suffered significant human rights abuses during the genocide of ISIS, and the problems they currently face are largely driven by competing paramilitary factions. Last Thursday night, former Vice President Joe Biden gave the speech of his life as he accepted the nomination as the Democratic candidate for president. Biden referred to President Trump's first term in office as a, quote, chapter of American darkness, end quote.
May history be able to say that the end of this chapter of American darkness began here tonight as love and hope and light join in the battle for the soul of the nation.
One passage of Biden's speech was especially dramatic.
This is a life-changing election. This will determine what America is going to look like for a long, long time. Character is on the ballot. Compassion is on the ballot. Decency, science, democracy, they're all on the ballot. Who we are as a nation, what we stand for, and most importantly, who we want to be, that's all on the ballot.
One of Biden's key lines has been challenged as having been plagiarized, an accusation which has plagued him throughout his career.
With passion and purpose, let us begin, you and I together, one nation, under God, united in our love for America, united in our love for each other. For love is more powerful than hate, hope is more powerful than fear, and light is more powerful than dark.
Canadian media quickly noted that Biden's words were uncannily similar to those of Jack Layton, the leader of Canada's left-wing New Democratic Party, who issued a poignant open letter to his fellow citizens as he lay dying in 2011, reports the New York Post. Layton wrote, quote, "My friends, love is better than anger. Hope is better than fear. Optimism is better than despair," end quote. As Biden concluded his acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention, he tried to present himself as the only acceptable choice this November.
If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. I'll be an ally of the light, not the darkness. It's time for us, for we the people, to come together. And make no mistake, united we can and will overcome this season of darkness in America. We'll choose hope over fear, facts over fiction, fairness over privilege. I'm a proud Democrat, and I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election. So it's with great honor and humility I accept this nomination for President of the United States of America.
Stephen Cokes of LifeSiteNews.com wrote, quote, "There's only one major problem here. The past 4 years have not been a period of darkness, and Joe Biden is anything but a light bearer. Here's just a few of the many anti-Christian policies Joe Biden has promised to support if elected. He wants abortion on demand until birth. He would restore billions of dollars to Planned Parenthood. He's promised to force religious groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor to violate their conscience and provide abortion-inducing drugs. And he's pledged to pass the pro-LHBT Anti-Religious Liberty Equality Act," end quote. Micah 6 verse 8 asks, "What does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." Appearing at a meeting of the Council for National Policy in Arlington, Virginia on Friday, President Trump briefly addressed the Democratic National Convention.
Over the last week, the Democrats held the darkest and angriest and gloomiest convention in American history. They spent 4 straight days attacking America as racist and a horrible country that must be redeemed. Joe Biden grimly declared a season of American darkness. And yet, look at what we've accomplished. Until the plague came in, look at what we've accomplished. And now we're doing it again.
During daytime sessions of the Democratic National Convention, speakers omitted the phrase "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance during at least two public meetings, reports the Christian Post. The moderator of the DNC's Muslim Delegates and Allies Assembly web meeting on Tuesday afternoon left out the words, quote, "under God," end quote, as he recited the pledge to kick off the meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Also on Tuesday afternoon, during the LGBTQ caucus meeting, the speaker who recited the pledge paused silently instead of saying the words, quote, "under God," end quote, as written in the pledge. Oddly enough, he held up a display of three miniature flags, including the homosexual flag, as well as Old Glory, as if somehow people were making a pledge to the homosexual flag.
Hello, everybody. If you don't have a flag, I have flags here right in front of me. Please place your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you take a look at the video of that very presentation, you'll notice, amusingly, that the homosexual flag literally falls out of his display at the very moment when he says, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America." It's quite funny. Check out the video. Trump called it, quote, "an attack on God," end quote. Last year, Democrats in the House of Representatives pushed to eliminate the words, quote, "so help me God," end quote, from the swearing in of people testifying before a committee. Psalm 33, verse 2 declares, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance." And finally, a New York City mother on a JetBlue flight from Orlando, Florida to Newark, New Jersey, was told she had to get off the airplane, along with her six children, because her two-year-old daughter would not wear a face mask, reports Fox News. Chaya Bruck of Brooklyn said that she believes the airline's current mask policy concerning small children is, quote, "not feasible," end quote, and added that her recent experience was not only humiliating, but traumatizing for her kids as well. Bruck claims that just prior to the flight, she heard on the loudspeaker that, quote, "small children," end quote, were exempt from wearing a face mask if they could not keep it on, but that the announcement never specified an age. On August 19th, the website said, quote, "children who are not able to maintain a face covering are exempt from the requirement," end quote. Her husband is considering legal action against JetBlue. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, August 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.